Exclusive: New leader of Los Zetas cartel behind Mexican border city attack. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 19, 2019. Breitbart Texas obtained exclusive access to a series of Mexican intelligence files which indicate a leadership shakeup in the Cartel del Noreste, CDN, faction of Los Zetas. The shift is also tied to the recent incursion into the border city of Miguel Alemán, setting off 2 days of gun battles. Earlier this year, terrorist Hector Raúl El Torre Luna Luna managed to take control of Los Zetas CDN throughout most of northern Mexico. El Torre is responsible for the 2008 grenade and shooting attack at the U.S. consulate in Monterrey, Nuevo León. Upon his release from prison in 2018, he took control of Los Zetas CDN from Juan Jesus El Huevo Gerardo Trevino, the nephew of the cartel's ultimate leader, Miguel Angel Z40 Trevino Morales, who is currently behind bars. New intelligence access by Breitbart Texas notes that El Huevo managed to regain control of Nuevo Laredo and maintains Los Zetas CDN strike teams commonly known as La Operativa. Despite the shift in power, El Torre and Huevo appear to collaborating, new intelligence states. El Torre controls the areas south of Nuevo Laredo and to most of Nuevo León, including large parts of the Monterrey Metro. El Torre also controls the areas west of Nuevo Laredo to the Columbia International Bridge, while El Huevo's is primarily centered around Nuevo Laredo and its international ports of entry. Though Nuevo Laredo is controlled by El Huevo, El Torre has used the city as a refuge when he needed to leave Monterrey. This week, CDN Los Zetas forces moved west into the border city of Miguel Alemán to take control of Gulf Cartel turf. The fighting lasted for 2 days using heavily armored vehicles, machine guns, and explosives. Intelligence revealed that the attack on Miguel Alemán was ordered solely by El Huevo, who took advantage of the removal of a highway checkpoint previously operated by federal authorities. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.